Good morning and welcome to the morning show on WRCO Radio. I am Phil Nee. We have some friends in the studio with us today. We're not too far down the road from the Richland County Fair. And joining us today, Steve Banker, who's a member of Richland County Meat Animal Committee. And we'll talk about some 4-H'ers who will be in the studio with us as well. Riley Banker is here and Clay Porter. And they are just itching, I know, to get toward the Richland County Fair just a week away. How can that be, Steve?
Oh, it's crazy how this year has flown by so far. Just to think that wasn't it just January and we were freezing our butts off and now we're right here at the Richland County Fair.
After a hot summer, we're kind of freezing though today.
Unfortunately, because, yeah.
It kind of does feel like Richland County Fair weather, doesn't
it's
it?
It's perfect weather for me. I love this weather. You know, that 40s in the morning, nice and crisp, and by noon, you're back into your t-shirt.
Yes.
I love this weather. It's great. Going to be a good fair. Excited for the fair this year. So
in terms of getting animals ready, it's good weather for that too.
Oh, most definitely. The animals, that heat, it can be tough on them. Get some of them that'll go off, feed a little bit and not eat like they should for these kids. This cool weather, it's ideal for them in my opinion.
So how do the numbers look so far? I've been able to kind of see into the crystal ball what you're going to have next weekend.
Numbers are going to be good. We're going to be pretty similar to years past, as far as our beef and our sheep and our swine and poultry and rabbits. We're right there. So that's going to be a good fair this year.
I know you work a lot with the Sheep Project. What can you tell us about that this year?
So I am the current president of the Richland County Sheep and Goat Producers. We've had a good year this year. We took some animals down to the state fair. We had, two animals ended up selling at the state fair. Bryn Knabel and Liza Wertzema both had animals in the sale, so that was great. We also had beef down there as well. The Richland County beef kids did well. We ended up three of them from Richland County going through the governor's auction. Morgan Kleppe had two animals actually go through. She had two breed champions, so they both got to sell. And Annabeth Sprecher also had a steer that was able to sell at the Governor's Blue Ribbon Auction. So Richland County fared well at the state fair this year. It's going to be fun to see these kids come and present here at Richland County for all the Richland County folks to come and look for them.
Yes, it will. That's a nice kind of prerequisite to the Richland County Fair, isn't
Absolutely.
It? Yeah, get that experience under their belt.
Right.
Did you get out before the flooding?
We did. We were out, we left Thursday. We did have some that stayed for the open show in the beef. And I messaged them Sunday morning. I said, hey, are you guys all okay? And they had actually gotten to leave Saturday night prior to the flooding. So, we all got out safe and wow, that was crazy. I know I had seen some reports from some of the other beef exhibitors down there that they were helping people pull calves off the tie-out rails at midnight in waist-deep water. So, I mean, crazy to think that it hadn't rained at all. It had been dry, and it was perfect. And then you get 9 inches of rain in a short period of time, what it does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it could have been a lot worse. You were able to get people and animals out
right.
safely then.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah, crazy weather. Hopefully that holds off.
I was going to say, the extended forecast, Steve, for the fair looks pretty good, though,
right? It does. I mean, long-range forecast, we're looking really good.
Mm-hmm. And we'll hope so. Just, you know, as always, you pay tribute to your buyers at the Meat Animal Sale. You couldn't do it without them.
Absolutely. So this year, you know, it's going to run pretty similar to last year. We will start with our buyer's reception at 4 o'clock. You know, there'll be a meal for them to come through and grab some food and then wander through the barns, talk to the kids, you know, about their animals that they're selling at the fair. You know, then 5 o'clock rolls around. We're going to kick it off. We'll have a handful of non-livestock auction items, and then we'll roll right into the livestock. This year's sale order, we're going to start with the pigs. We'll roll into rabbits after the pigs, lamb and goats, and then the golden gallon we'll sell. That's for the dairy project. Then we'll have our poultry, and then we'll end the night with our steers.
Mm-hmm. So I know you change it up every year, don't you?
Yep. We rotate the big three all the way through, and then swap the rabbit and poultry around each year so that if you're there for a specific animal, you know, a specific species, you don't have to, if you don't want to, you don't have to be there for the entire sale. We encourage you to be there for the entire sale, you know, just to support those kids. Maybe you aren't interested in buying that sheep, but you can help maybe bump that bid up a couple of times to make a little more for those kids. Because in all reality, that's what this sale is about. It's about the kids. You just get the bonus of having potentially a freezer full of meat at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm. If people could see the actual hours and all of the time put in, that's what's just amazing.
That's exactly right. Honestly, my thoughts on it, yes, you're buying the animal, but you're paying that kid for all the time and money and or time and effort that they have put into that animal. You know, because a lot of these animals, the steers, they'll start with the steers as soon as we're done with the fair. Next year's project will happen right after.
I was going to say, it never ends. It's year-round, isn't it?
You know, sheep, we start with the sheep lambing out in January, February. You know, pigs are pretty similar, you know. It's a constant cycle of time and effort put into these animals.
Also, a shout out to the county. There's no gate admission this year. You know, I think that might help some of your attendance too.
That is a huge deal. Free gate this year, so you don't have to pay to come into the gate. If you want to come in and get a burger and leave, come get one. Beef Producers is right there, you know, right outside the show barn. Come get a steak sandwich or a burger or a dog. Go see the rest of the projects that are out there that are non-livestock. Check the buildings out. I mean, it's great.
You bet. And support the kids and check out all the projects.
Absolutely.
Sure. What 4-H club were you a member of, Steve?
I was a member of, back in the day, I was a member of the Sabin Livewires.
Okay.
So that was a few years ago.
A few years ago. A few moons ago. But it seems to, you know, we had Carlene on last week, Carlene Craddock. It seems to me that 4-H has kind of made a little bit of a turnaround. Sounds like numbers are better, aren't they?
Absolutely, yeah. You know, I don't know the exact numbers, but yeah, from what I can see, the project numbers that we have, it's good.
And you brought along a couple of 4-Hers today as well.
Brought a couple of 4-H kids, FFA as well. So, yeah, absolutely.
They're going to represent. We're going to talk to Clay Porter, first of all. Good morning, Clay.
Good morning.
Good to have you on the radio with us today. What club are you a member of?
The Eagle Badgers.
Can you tell us a little bit about your club?
So, our kind of area that the Eagle Badgers is in is kind of like the Muscadet area. Eagle Township, really, kind of area. But, yeah.
Do you do some special things during the year with the club? Any outings and things in the community?
Yeah, so we have a couple different events during the year. Like, we have Take Your Animals to the Nursing Home, where we take some animals to the nursing home in Muscadet. And then we'll also have the kayak trip, which, yeah. Also, We have other, like, roadside cleanup.
Sure.
And similar things to that. Yeah.
What animal did you take to the nursing home?
Well, previous years I've taken chickens.
Okay. That's got to be fun.
Yeah.
Just as long as you don't let them go. On the,
yeah.
You know, let them run. Let them run around. Well, tell us about your project this year.
So, I have multiple projects. Poultry is probably my main one that I do. I also am in diorama, Legos, shooting sports, and those are my projects.
Keeps you busy.
Yeah.
So, we know poultry, but tell us a little bit about some of the other things, the Lego project.
So, Lego project, I think a lot of people know Legos, so you just build stuff and then you'll take it to the fair and show it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So, do you do it out of your own mind, or do you have a kit that has a...
You can do it out of your own mind, or you can use the kits.
And what are you making, or what have you made, then?
I have a lot of Legos.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. So it's all ready to go to the fair, or are you going to be building it next Wednesday night?
It's all ready to go to the fair.
All right. What about shooting sports?
Shooting sports. So I shoot for this year in the fair. I shot everything that you can do, like, to show at the fair. So you make a little poster and have proof that you shot on the poster, and then they'll judge, like, how you did. Like shooting.
So you bring the target in then.
Mm-hmm.
I see. Okay. And aerospace?
Aerospace. I'm not doing this one this year, but I did go to the space camp a couple years back.
Fun. What did you learn at space camp?
Like the history of aerospace engineering and stuff. Yeah. And also a ton of simulators. It was really fun.
Where do you go to school?
Riverdale.
All right. What grade are you going to be in this year?
I'm going into 8th.
All right. Good. Are you involved in some other things at school other than going to school?
Yeah, I'm in RNJHS. I'm a part of the trap shooting team and cross country and track.
Oh, good for you. Mm-hmm. So cross country will be starting up soon for you, won't it?
Yeah, it's already started.
Oh, you've already started. I know the high schoolers did. I didn't know whether middle school did or not. So you like running?
Mm-hmm.
See, that used to be a punishment for me. I never cared. Well, good, you know, and that's good for all your other sports that you're involved in, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And interests in school, what's your favorite subject?
Probably math.
Good. Good for you. That was probably your favorite subject, too, wasn't it, Steve?
Far from it.
Thanks for being on with us, Clay. We appreciate it, and good luck at the fair. What do you like the most about the Richland County Fair?
I think, like, showing my chickens is probably my favorite.
Okay, good. And you have them well-trained, too, right?
Yeah, they're pretty well-trained.
I always like going through the poultry barn. That's always a fun thing. So how many birds are you taking this year?
I'm not quite sure how many I'm taking. I have 2 meat birds I'm going to sell. And then I have a handful of layers that I'll be showing.
Okay. Do you name the meat birds? Knowing that that's... But you can probably name the layers, though,
yeah,
right?
We name the layers.
Yeah. What are their names, by the way?
I have 27 layers.
Oh, so. Yeah. Lots of names.
Yeah.
I meant the ones you're taking to the fair, though. You're taking them all to the fair?
No, I'm not taking all of them to the fair.
Okay. Good. Well, good luck to you. We'll hope to see some blue ribbons on the cages there.
Yeah.
Clay Porter joins us. And then Riley Banker is here. Good morning, Riley.
Good morning, Phil.
Good to have you on the radio with us.
It's nice to be here.
You wear a couple of hats, not only 4-H, but Richland Center FFA. Let's start there. Let's talk about the RCFFA and some things that you're involved in there.
Yeah, so this year I will be the vice president of our FFA. We have lots of different things that we do within the community. We are hoping to have a few fundraising activities within the community this year. And one of those things that we help to, like, give back to our farmers in the community is we have farmer field lunch days where we will have a bunch of donations come in and we get together these little baskets for our farmers and we can take them to farms where they'll sign up. And it's just, like, as an appreciation to thank them for all they do with the harvest. And we'll do the same thing in the spring as, like, for planting. And we just do a lot within the community. We like to help with, like, the Hub City Drag. I know that will be in action this fall. And we like to help with parking and stuff like that. So there's just a lot of activities that we'd like to do to give back to our community and just get out there and say, this, we are the RCFFA chapter, and this is what we do.
Yeah, that's important. Very nice. I bet those farmers are appreciative, probably even surprised sometimes when you show up, aren't they?
Yeah, I really hope they are, because they just do so much for our community, so it's only fair that we give back to them for even just a day.
Some school fundraisers, too. I know you do the brat stands from time to time.
Yep, we have brat stands, different locations, and then we also have a plant sale in the spring that we will order a bunch of plants in the winter. So it's just, it seems to start a lot sooner than it normally does. And we'll have different agriculture classes. They'll help with that. And then we have almost a week-long sale where we have plants and vegetables. So we have lots of things going on with us.
Well, you get into school and then you get right into homecoming about a month later. So how is the FFA involved in Richland Center homecoming this year?
So for homecoming, we will have a float and we do a few activities, I think. I don't quite remember what they are, but we have a few things in the assembly, I believe. And then we, with our float, we... there's a chance of having some animals on it where we'll get to just show our animals off and be like, hey, this is part of FFA. But it's a very busy time in the fall, especially for our group.
What grade are you going to be going into?
I'll be a sophomore this year.
Have you always been interested and involved in FFA then?
Yes, I've been wanting to join FFA since I was in probably third grade. And of course I couldn't then, but... and then with a few years ago, them moving 7th and 8th grade up, I could just join right away. So I've always loved being in FFA, and last year I was the reporter. So it was really fun to be on the officer team, and you get to interact with your entire club and have a say in what goes on. So it's just a really fun group to be a part of.
Were you involved in the state fair with RCFFA?
Yes, I was. I took 4 sheep to state fair. I think I did pretty well there. Definitely didn't top some classes, but it was just mainly for the experience. I love going.
It's all a part of learning, obviously, and try to take what the judge says and, you know, mm-hmm. taking that back to home and figuring out what to do next then.
Yep, that's definitely.
You're bringing those animals to the Richland County Fair next weekend?
Yep, I will have all of those animals, plus even a few more at the county fair. Hopefully everything goes well and I can get them all there and they'll all behave with me. So, it's just really taking what the judge says to heart and taking that back home and then incorporating that into your program, whether that's in showmanship, exercising, feeding. It's just there's a bunch of different aspects of it that you really need to keep in mind.
You do a lot of work probably as school starts, before and after school, to kind of get ready, don't you?
Oh, yeah. There's this entire summer I've been working with those animals. I had lambed them out in the spring. And then you have 6 weeks until you start working with them after they're born. So you got to just keep going with it right away. After fair, we immediately start our breeding program. So it's just a cycle that keeps on flowing.
And you're a member of the Eagle Badgers 4-H too, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Right. Yeah. And what projects are you involved in with the 4-H club?
With the 4-H club, I'm just involved in the horse project. I can do that through... 2 clubs, I guess you could say, the Horse Club and then Eagle Badgers. We just had our horse show last Saturday, which was very fun. We had, I think, 7 or 8 girls participating. So, and everyone had a fun time. It's a really great club to be in because of all the encouragement and learning experiences. And it's just a great project.
That's your club fair, club show that you do that with.
Yes, that's uh-huh. It is.
Do you go to other shows then, Riley?
Yes. So I am involved in the Wisconsin Interscholastic Horse Association, which is through our school. And then we have district shows in October. And if you place well enough, your team gets the opportunity to go to Madison for the state show, which is last 2 days in like the end of October. So it's kind of just a 1, 2, 3 going through the shows. And each time the judge is different, and sometimes you'll have different girls participating with you. Most are involved in both 4-H and Weehaw. But it's really, both of those groups are so fun. We go out to eat dinners and we have practices. We co-practice with the Ithaca Weehaw group. We have to compete separate though, but it's really fun because we just get to see each other, and it's kind of like a team bonding type of thing. So I've enjoyed my years on Weehaw very much, and I hope I have a few more to come. So yeah,
I hope so. You know, and you make a lot of friends. You kind of it's networking the old fashioned way, making friends. Right?
Yep.
So. That's really cool. What do you look forward to the most with the Richland County Fair, Riley?
I think I look most forward to like all of my showmanship classes. I like how the judge will give you feedback. I am involved in the sheep, beef, and dairy projects. So showmanship is kind of a way that you can show your skills without, it doesn't matter how nice your animal looks. It's just, are you a good showman to others, your animal, to the judge? I really like the advice that we get back. It kind of, you can apply it both to showing, and then also sometimes you can apply it to real life. So it's really nice. I like showmanship a lot. I also like the actual classes because it just kind of tells you like how far you've come with your animal, what you can do to improve, like if you can apply something to your breeding program that might change it, or if it's something like need more food, need more exercise, something like that. So it's really fun to go and just show your animals. It's definitely my favorite part of the fair.
Can you imagine having grown up without animals?
I personally don't think I could. I very much love the way that I've been grown up, and I'd like to implement that someday if I ever have my own kids. I'd love to have them have the experience that I do and let them show animals and grow up on a farm. It definitely teaches you really great morals and values.
And is agriculture possibly in your future?
Yes, I hope to become a large animal vet, which so then I can help animals and teach kids about what they need to do to keep up their health within their flocks or herds. So I'd just really would like to give back to my community in the future and like kind of thank them for all that they've done for my youth.
You must like school.
I do like school. Unlike very many people, I enjoy school very much.
You're looking forward to it starting next week then?
Yes, I am.
In other words, kind of getting back into the routine of things mm-hmm. then. So what's the order of business then? You'll be taking your animals probably about this time next week, won't you?
Yep. Wednesday, most of my animals, other than my dairy calf, they will be in Wednesday. And then my dairy calf will be coming in Thursday morning.
Mm-hmm. And then you have a good nap on Sunday night. It's a busy weekend.
Oh, yes.
We'll come back with more in the morning show in a moment. We're talking about the upcoming Richland County Fair with Steve Banker, along with Clay Porter and Riley Banker here on the morning show. Welcome back to our morning show studios here on WRCO Radio. We're talking about the upcoming Richland County Fair. Steve Banker of the Richland County Meat Animal Committee is in with us as well. And I think we can go over a little bit maybe the order of the show and the order of business next week for your clubs.
Absolutely. So as far as showing goes, Thursday, your sheep and goat show is Thursday morning. It'll be sheep followed by the goats. And then Thursday evening, we have the beef heifer show. Friday morning, we kick it off with the swine show, followed by the beef steer show. And then Saturday is the dairy show in the morning, and then followed by the meat animal sale, kicking off there with the reception at 4 o'clock.
Similar schedule to what you've had in the past few years, anyway.
Yep. Yeah, pretty much almost identical to what we've had in the past.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, if there's there's something for everyone out there, you know. Come catch the shows, watch these kids, see what they've, see the effort that they put into their projects.
And the meat animal sale, you said at 5, that's been at 5 for a few years, I think, hasn't it?
So. We made the switch because it was getting to the point where it was, you know, we had enough animals. It was pushing 9 o'clock some nights before we'd get out of there. So we're like, what if we bump it up an hour? So we went to 5 o'clock, and it's been great. It, you know, we're done by 7:30, 8 o'clock. Everyone still can go catch some of the other fair activities and enjoy the fair.
You bet. Get a sandwich or two and enjoy the rides and or whatever. I know that we need to talk a little bit about what your group gives back as well, because you've been a big part of some of the fairground improvements too.
Absolutely. So the meat animal sale committee, we pioneered, it's called Hundreds for the Fair, where community members that may not be able to purchase an animal at the sale can take and donate $100, $200, $300, $400, $500, $1,000, whatever they'd like, towards improvements for the fairgrounds for these kids. Past years, we've done the first big ones. We did the sheep barn. We redid all the electrical in it. It was very outdated to the point where some of the blowers that, you know, you plug in to dry your animals, we were tripping breakers left and right. We've done bleachers in the poultry and rabbit barn. We redid the beef wash rack a few years ago. We've done lighting on the show barn and on the beef barn. This year, our current projects we've got going. So if people want to check these out, go down south behind the dairy barn, in between the dairy barn and the show barn, you're going to see a newly remodeled wash rack for the dairy kids. We're doing the same thing on the north side with the wash rack for the sheep kids. That's going to be newly remodeled. If you walk through the rabbit and poultry barn, you're going to see new lighting in there this year. It's going to be a lot brighter in there. We're also sandblasting and repainting the stands for the rabbit cages this year, so they'll be all nice and shiny for people to take a look at when they walk through. That's what this community does well. It's crazy to think, you know, some of these communities, you get these larger communities, they don't come together to improve their community, and our community does that very well, and this is just a few of the projects we've done out at the fairgrounds to, you know, with that money that they've donated to help us with.
Goes a long way, and for the things that you're talking about, Steve, this year, a lot of it is just upkeep, isn't it?
Right. A lot of it, you know, it boils down to maintenance that unfortunately hasn't happened over the years because there hasn't been the money there to do it. And now we've, you know, with the generous donations of community members, we're able to do it. Mm-hmm. You know, we're able to improve that fairgrounds and make it look nicer.
Yeah, and it does look nice. You know, the barns are clean and everything. Right. It seems like, people can walk through and see for themselves there. And anything else you want to add about the sale or anything on Saturday night?
Yeah, no. So one thing we want to encourage this year, it's happened in the past. A few people will get together. You know, you may not be able to purchase an animal on your own, but if you can put together a group of people to purchase an animal, because we understand, you know, you go to try and buy a steer by yourself, they're expensive right now. You know, a whole beef is very expensive. But if you put 2, 3, 4 people together, it makes it more cost effective for you as a buyer, and you're out there supporting our youth. So don't be afraid to put together a group of people, whether it's some of you from your work or just some friends and family together. We 100% support that. We would love to have some larger consortiums come in and help us drive that cost up for those kids.
Mm-hmm. Help fill the freezer too, then.
Absolutely. Cases. I mean, that's one nice thing about our sale is you're guaranteed a locker spot for those animals at the Richland locker. Craig is great. The Richland locker's been with us since, you know, Carl was running it. So, I mean, it's been years that they've been huge supporters of the Richland County Fair with slaughtering these animals at when it's that time.
Right. And there's not a lot of hassle involved. I mean, once you buy that animal, it's, you know, you can pretty well take care of itself. Then, right.
Right? Yeah, I mean, you do have that option. It is an option if you want. We do set a base price. And if you don't want that animal, you want to give it back to the kids, there is that option. But if you want to keep that animal, you're guaranteed a locker spot. So fill your freezer. It's a good opportunity.
Good time to do it, yeah. Benefiting everybody. Well, it'll be here before we know it, so I'm guessing you're going to be hitting the ground running here pretty soon.
I'm actually headed out to the fairgrounds to do some work this afternoon.
Are you? So. Okay. Well, good luck with that. Good luck with your projects over there. We're talking about Clay Porter and Riley Banker and the Eagle Badgers. Clay, you're all set to go. If the fair started tomorrow, you'd be ready?
I don't think so.
That's a good, honest answer right there. So you got a little work to do in the next week.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
And then throw in the start of school, too.
Uh-huh.
So are you like Riley? You're just gung-ho and just ready to go gangbusters next Tuesday, then? Another honest answer. But your projects are looking good, then.
Yeah, they are.
Good. And we'll look forward to seeing you out there at the fair next weekend. Riley, you've got a few things, a little irons in the fire. I guess I learned that you're on the cheerleading squad, too.
Yes, I am. We just started last week. We had tryouts, and then we were out for a game Friday.
Wow. So you hit the ground running with that, too. So with you as a sophomore, it's going to be like, you know, time management is really the utmost importance, isn't it?
Yeah, it will be very important because I've got school and practice and come home and do whatever I need to do with the animals. So,
and we hope people will come out and see you at the fair. And I think it's also fun when somebody asks you questions. It's fun to answer.
Yeah, I love when people ask me questions because it just gives you a chance to educate your community and tell them, like, if they have a mistake on something, they're like, well, how does this work? And you can just tell them and be like, have complete or honest answers, and they'll learn, and hopefully they'll come back and they'll want to learn more, or they'll tell someone else and correct their mistake. So I love asking questions. So, like, if you ever, like, are wondering something, go up to an exhibitor and ask. I'm sure they would love to answer.
You bet. You guys both have your record books started for the Eagle Badgers, do you?
No.
More honest answers, you know? We used to do what I plan to achieve this year and what I achieve this year would have the same color ink lots of times, you know?
But yeah.
Well, the end of the 4-H year is coming up here before we know it, too, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the banquet will be November, and we start the new season in, I think, October is when our new year starts.
Uh-huh.
So,
and recruit new members and hopefully get a few more. So, and I guess we'll probably see a lot of a representation of Eagle Badgers at the fair, won't we?
Yeah, we have quite a few goat exhibitors, and I know we have a big section in the beef barn. So, yeah, we got in the poultry and rabbit barn, we have quite a few. So, we have quite a big animal showing club.
Do you have any mean roosters, Clay, or not?
No, all my roosters are really nice.
Well, that's nice. See, yeah. I didn't have that advantage. Mine were mean. So. Good. Well, good luck to both of you at the fair.
Yeah.
Appreciate you coming in to join us here. And Steve, good luck. I know there's a lot of work involved, but there's a reason you do it, right?
Right. And it's those two kids over there and every other one of them just like that. That's why we do what we do.
Well, I was thinking about that, too, because there were, I don't want to say elder statesmen, but there were people when you were a kid that came out.
You know, one that comes to the top of my mind right away, Neil Anderson.
Yeah.
Years and years and years on the Meat Animal Sale Committee, you know. So, I mean, people like that have been out there doing this, what we're doing now, that make it worth it.
Yeah. Well, thanks for what you do.
Absolutely.
Steve Banker joining us here, from member of the Richland County Meat Animal Committee, and also from Eagle Badgers 4-H and Richland Center FFA, Riley Banker, and a Clay Porter here as well. We'll be back with more on The Morning Show in just a moment.